Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's November 2013. The District of Columbia's Opportunity Scholarship Program has garnered national attention as the first federally funded voucher program, providing students with public funds to attend private schools. A team led by George Scott, a director in GAO's Education, Workforce, and Income Security team, recently examined the oversight and administration of the program. GAO's Sarah Kazmarek sat down with George to talk about what they found.
Your team went out and talked with school officials and parents. Can you talk about that?
Certainly. Well, as you know, the DC Scholarship Opportunity Program provides federally funded scholarships to low-income residents of the District of Columbia for their kids to attend a school of their parents' choice. As part of our study of this program, the team did have an opportunity to go out and actually visit 10 schools. In addition to visiting the schools, we also had an opportunity to conduct some discussions group with a group of parents. And generally what we heard from the parents is overall they were very pleased with the program. It allowed them to select schools. They felt these schools were safer, more secure environment for their children. But they also raised some issues concerning the kinds of information they had received from the program, as well as the timing of when scholarships were awarded.
In talking with the parents, did you find that families are getting the information they need to make informed school choices?
Well, generally what we heard from parents, and this was, you know, we also followed up with some additional information and reviews ourselves, it's the D.C. Children and Youth Investment Trust Corporation, which is the corporation that actually administers the program. They provide parents with a wide range of information. However, what we heard from parents is that in some cases they did not either receive, for example, the school directory, which provides a list of schools and key information. And we also found that in some cases the directories were incomplete, for example, not providing a full range of information on the types of school fees, tuitions. And we felt that there were opportunities for the D.C. Children, Youth, and Investment Trust to improve that school directory.
Well, let me ask you then, how well is this program being overseen?
From our perspective, there's clearly room for improvement, particularly in the area of internal controls. We felt that the D.C. Children and Youth Investment Trust did not have effective internal controls and oversight of the program. And particularly, we also take issue with the amount of oversight the Department of Education is providing of the trust.
What's GAO recommending then in this report?
We are making a number of recommendations to the Department of Education to improve its oversight and provide additional assistance to the trust to administer the program, such as, once again, you know, focusing on the school directory to make sure it's timely and complete, focusing on the timing of when scholarships are awarded to ensure that parents sort of know far enough in advance they can make an informed choice about which schools they will be able to attend, and that the department also provide additional technical assistance to the trust to help improve their database, which they use to manage the program.
Finally, for taxpayers concerned with school vouchers, what's the bottom line here?
I think the important thing to remember is this study wasn't about school vouchers in general. It was specifically about the administration and oversight of the DC Scholarship Opportunity Program. That said, I think a lesson learned here is regardless of the program, it is really important that there be effective oversight administration to account for federal dollars.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.